triumph and from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Beowulf Rock. All hail Beowulf Rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Beowulf Rock. All hail Beowulf Rock. Now our star shines everywhere. We crave humility. God guide and protect us all. All hail your wisdom, shielding us from fury, unleashed by our enlightenment. Beowulf Rock, shining
bright. Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. This is our AM version on this very day of the 13th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now in Houston, Texas, USA is approximately 9 minutes past 1 a.m. in the morning. It is now just gone 10 minutes past 7 a.m. in my beloved country, Biafra land, the same time in London in the United Kingdom. Therefore, it happens to be or should be the same time past the top of the hour, irrespective of where you are domiciled, where you are resident, your place of abode, where you live, where you work, anywhere on the surface of this very planet Earth. As the world spins around from the east to the west every blessed day, irrespective of where you are on each of the 24 time zones that spans the surface of this very planet, we welcome you, because on each of those places you have people listening to Radio Biafra at this very moment. It is my honor, my pleasure to welcome each and every one of you. Therefore, we acknowledge your presence by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, because unlike any other broadcaster of this magnitude or this very size, we are found everywhere on the surface of this very earth, people listening to us this very moment. Radio Biafra is the largest indigenous broadcaster of its kind. Radio Biafra is not just formidable, we are indefatigable. We never stop to go forward in all that we do to restore our country. We know we are incorruptible. We know we are whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. That is why we do not envisage, we do not contemplate retreat, neither can we consider surrender. It is either we get this Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no third way out of it. There is no other solution. We are here to do what is right before Chukwu Abiama in heaven and the forces of mankind of every nature upon the face of the earth. We are very resolute. We are determined. The only way we go is forwards. Therefore, we welcome you. And as we do so, we will encourage you. We would like to ask you to also welcome other people as well. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I have our people here surrounding me as always, despite the fact we've managed to survive on less than 3 hours of sleep. We are up to perform this very duty which we swore to our country that we must do. Therefore, I welcome you. As always, Radio Biafra is listened to across a plethora of satellites orbiting this very year. Therefore, if you are on DASAT, if you are on DSTV, if you are on MyTV, if you are indeed on any free-to-air decoder anywhere in Africa, South America, and also the Middle East, you should be receiving Radio Biafra this very moment on satellite. All you need to do is to scan to tune for Radio Biafra. You will be able to receive it. If you don't know how to, please always contact our people who are on the ground to help you to be able to do so. We are also receivable via www.radiobiafra.co, which is our principal and primary website. Of course, if you go there, you will be able to listen to Radio Biafra. Once you log into this very website, radiobiafra.co, using any form of laptop, a mainframe computer, you should be able to listen to us straight away. If you are on a mobile device, we do suggest you download TuneIn app and search for Radio Biafra. Pin it onto the front of your screen. Then you will also be able to get us there. TuneIn.com. We are also on RadioForest.net. If you go to www.radioforest.net, we are there. Radio Biafra can also be received via a host of listening posts, starting with BiafraRestoration.com. We are also on BiafraVoice.com. Radio Biafra is also on www.ipob, which is who we are, Indigenous People of Biafra.org. IPOB.org, we are there. People of Biafra.org. Indigenous People of Biafra, once again, .org. All one word, please. There is no space at all. We are also on Biafra TV. We are also on Radio Biafra Bespoke app, which you can also download either through Android, iTunes, or, of course, BlackBerry. Wherever you are, we welcome you. If you're using a Windows phone, of course, always ensure that you download TuneIn app. Once you download TuneIn app, look for Radio Biafra. That's it, done. You should be able to get in there anytime you wish to be able to listen to us. Right now, millions of people are awake all over the world listening to Radio Biafra because for some people it is their morning, for some it is their afternoon, for some it is their evening, and for some people it is their night time. Here it is night time, but we are up doing what we swore to do, serving the wonderful people of Biafra. And in so doing, we will encourage you, as always, to please get your pen and paper ready. Get your questions or the answers to the questions that will be asked noted down, because here on Radio Biafra, it is the greatest learning center you will ever come across. This is the very finest university anywhere on this very earth. There is no institution that we are not greater than, because if you come here to listen to us, you will indeed learn. We will educate you. We will bring your knowledge base up to speed. Your wisdom will exponentially increase. Everything you thought you knew about that very damnable place inhabited by animals and not human beings, here we explode the myth. Here we bring you closer to the knowledge of the truth about the existence of the people that currently make up that very damnable entity called the Republic of Nigeria, a zoo itself. Here we let you understand what it means to be a Biafran, the miracle of being a Biafran. Here we did indeed bring you much, much closer to the creator of the heavens and this very earth, which is Chukwu Abiama. By you knowing who we are, by you understanding what our purpose here on earth is, by making all these things possible, we bring Biafra a little bit that closer. That is why we welcome you. I will now go to the people who are here and also await the very eminent barrister, attorney at law, barrister members, to be able to join us anytime he wishes to do so. And he shall do so via my own private line ending with 2444. Barrister understands this and he will join us if he's able to wake up, because I understand that the Directorate of State also had a meeting late into the early hours of this very morning. Therefore, we expect them to be able to join us. This is Radio Biafra, mind you, wherever you are, welcome you. I will now go to our people here to please, starting with our USA representative, not just that, but the continent of North and South Americas, which is quite massive. Engineer, please go ahead.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I am from Arundio Yomobi, also called Umuchuku, in Oguta, local government area in Biafra land. But I live in Houston, Texas. I am opportune and I thank Chukwuemeka to be present today in this broadcast, and I welcome you. I urge you to listen, don't change your dial, and as we interact, you will learn from us and we will learn from you. And I believe Chukwuemeka will touch your heart to make informed decisions, which will ultimately lead to supporting our effort to restore our country, the sovereign state of Biafra. Thank you. Good morning and stay blessed.
Thank you very much, Engineer. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Good evening. Fellow Biafrans, I use the opportunity to thank you for listening. We're here broadcasting to all the good people of Biafra. We want everybody to be ready to listen. Get your pen and paper, like the director said. My name is Iken Nawanunenyi. Iken Nawanunenyi, I'm from Obahezaji in Oru, Imo State, Biafra land. I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm the U.S. National Coordinator. We welcome you. Please, people who are asleep, try to keep awake. We have a lot to learn and a lot to discuss. Thank you very much. I stand by.
Thank you very, very much.
Good morning, my fellow Biafrans. This is Martin Chilobe from Newe. Newe is in Anambra State, and of course from the wonderful land of Biafra. Once again, fellow Biafrans, thank you very much for those of you that are awake this morning. Hopefully, even though it's early in the morning here, it's also different times in different zones and from different parts of the world. Once again, we are giving all thanks and glory to Chukwuemeka for having guided us so far, having kept us alive so far, and having quite protected us so far, because without him, nothing is possible. And as we gather here once again to listen and get some lectures from the greatest university of its kind on the planet, the Radio Biafra, because it's not just a radio station. It's more than that, far more than that. It's more informative than any other radio you can get anywhere on this planet. It teaches you more than you can get from any university about the history of Biafra and the Biafrans. Going back to God knows how many thousands of years ago. As you listen this morning, once again, I pray to Chukwuemeka that the that common sense prevails, that we see reason to make a change, support the efforts that we're trying to achieve, and really to reflect and understand our history, our plight, and to understand that we need to do something in order to bring about a changed future. So as you listen today, please pay very good attention. And once again, good morning from here. This is from Houston, Texas. Director, I'll stand by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, all of you here assembled. These are our officers who are here with me. Engineer himself is here, Clifford Iranya. Ikenawanonenyi is here all the way from Los Angeles, which is quite a trek from this part of the world, who is here to join us. and also our dear brother Chilobe, whom you've just listened to, all the way from Austin in Texas, who also happens to be our coordinator there. Once again, we observe all our usual protocol that this is Radio Biafra, which means that anytime we are live on air, inevitably we do run an interactive and live session. Your views, your opinions will be accommodated on this very platform. Once you offer them, we will be able to capture them and, of course, relate that to the entirety of humanity, as always. And in keeping with that very pledge, our numbers, as always, will remain +44 208 133 9976. That is our universal number. It is live even here in Houston, Texas, +44 208 133 9976. We are also on a temporary U.S. number, this very number with which you can contact us also. This is subject or likely to change later on today, which is +1 or 01 301 455 0460. I repeat, +1 or 01 301 455 0460. This is our number here, which is likely to change for the rest of the duration of my visit to this part of the world. Therefore, we once again welcome each and every one of you. Our Skype plan is also working, which is Radio Biafra, Radio Biafra, all one word. You add us to your Skype list or your contact list. We may not be able to accept that very request, but nonetheless, if you call Radio Biafra, we will be able to take your call. We are also on Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra and the figure 1. If you call us there, we should be able to take your call also. Once again, I hasten to repeat, +44 208 133 9976 and also +1 301 455 0460. This is Radio Biafra, and once again, we welcome you. If you have not welcomed other people as well, if you've not told them that Radio Biafra is live, that we are on the air, please endeavor to do so, because it is your duty to bring to their awareness, their knowledge, the existence of this very informative, this very educative platform, for the purposes of ensuring the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel to restore the wonderful kingdom of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama on the face of this very planet. I will hasten up to bring you the news headlines, the accompanying news summary, brief analysis of this very news, and then we go on to take your calls this very fine morning. From here, fine morning, although it is almost pitch darkness outside. It's very, very dark here because it's past 1 a.m. in the morning, that is. It has a bit of light, I presume, back home in Biafra land and also in London. But here we are six. Is that crazy? 6 or 5 hours we are behind, is it?
Six hours
behind. That is why our own 7 a.m. will come later on. And by then, we will also be able to witness some light break through this very darkness that envelops this place this very fine morning. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we remind you that you can contact Radio Biafra this very morning when our lines open via +44 208 133 9976. We are also on +1 or 01 301 455 0460. Radio Biafra is also on Skype as well, Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1, whichever one you prefer. We are on Tango, we are on Viber, and here comes our headlines today, the 13th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The Zoo military have arrested soldiers for being moles for Boko Haram terrorists, as we reported sometime last year, as we have continued to report all throughout this very year. We have maintained quite consistently, unlike any other broadcasting outfit, that Boko Haram is essentially Hausa Fulani soldiers that served under Buhari, under Babangida, under Atiku, and during the reign of Atiku Abubakar as the vice president, and also Sanusi Lamido Sanusi as the CBN governor, which is the Central Bank of Nigeria, the Central Bank of the Zoo. It was during their time, during the reign of these people, that the forces that today make up Boko Haram began to coalesce together into a very deadly satanic alliance to ensure the violent spread of Sunni Wahhabist Islam, a tendency, a sect within Islam intent on using jihad, which is the killing of innocent men, women, and children, to spread their religion. And that is why it is our duty, our responsibility to stop them. And I am grateful that Biafrans are responding all over the world to our effort to ensure that we acquire what it takes to defend our land. The Zoo military have now arrested Hausa Fulani people for being moles. These are soldiers, mind you. There are people calling us all the way from California. We please plead with them to cease fire for the time being. When our lines open, they are at liberty to call us and we'll be able to take their call. The person calling us with the number ending 8854, please do hold your fire. After a short while, you will be able to call us. If you're listening to Radio Biafra, please continue to do so. Military arrests soldiers for being moles for Boko Haram. These are essentially Hausa Fulani people who are serving as soldiers. These are the ones that will shoot you dead if you travel to Maiduguri. These are the ones responsible for breaking into the homes of Christians and slaughtering them in large numbers. These are the people in the Nigeria army. These are the same soldiers they said have come to protect people when indeed they have brought death. The Zoo government, the federal government of Nigeria, in a desperate attempt to bribe, this quiet brings big lump to my throat, what these people are capable of doing. They intend to bribe oil communities to share $600 million annually. That is their plan. That is what they are saying. But they are not going to do it. Please do not be confused by this very headline. They are trying to bribe those areas so that they will not participate in the coming of Biafra. And we are here to expose their lies. They have been promising you 13% derivation, 3% derivation, 7%, 11%. Have you witnessed any change at all of a positive nature in your communities? The answer is no. Therefore, do not fall for this prank, the same way they told us the second Niger Bridge is being built, when nothing is happening. Now they are promising the oil producing communities $600 million annually. How much do you make a day? You make over $1 billion a day. And you are trying to pay, or attempting, or claiming, promising you're going to pay $600 million annually. How do you intend to share that? Will people in Obe here be able to, from Okwa, be able to benefit from this scheme? Will anybody from Awomama get this money? How about Onhaji Ebema Uguta area? Will they get any money? How about the long-suffering communities in Aguleri? Will they get any of this money? The answer to all this is no, no, no. They have said this before, nothing happened. This is therefore not new at all. As we said to Jonathan, it is the responsibility of the animals that inhabit the Zoological Republic to lie. It is also the duty of Radio Biafra to expose them. They have never done anything of this sort before. They are planning to bribe our people that their enthusiasm, that their passion for the coming of Biafra may somehow begin to wane. But they are grossly mistaken. We continue. Buhari and Kwakwanso Buhari, being the retired General Muhammadu Buhari, the chief architect, the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, this very man trying to entrench Islam. This is the coalition of the devilish forces that brought the Zoo to become a member of the OIC, thereby turning a Republic of Nigeria into an Islamic Republic of Nigeria. These are the people responsible for the perpetration of the mayhem These are the people responsible for the bloodbath by Boko Haram. These are the people sponsoring the imminent arrival of jihadi fighters onto the lands that make up Biafra land. That is why we need to stop them. They want to go into governance once again. They want to preside. In fact, they want to rule the people of the zoo. Having ruled before, they want to continue because it is their birthright given to them by the British. They want to reclaim it. This APC, Islamic Brotherhood, a party of Rocha Sokorocha, the governor of Imo State that turned that very area into an emirate, they have decided to go their separate ways. These forces of darkness that combined together before Buhari and Kwakwanso to go their separate ways as their consensus plan flops, the same way that every plan in that very zoo next year to remain orderly and part of an indivisible zoological republic will also fail. Three soldiers are today appealing Lasbon's death sentence. The death verdict passed on by a criminal tribunal on the soldiers, most of them who are Biafrans, 13 of them, 9 of which are Biafrans, they are now to appeal their death verdict. Now the news in greater detail. Military authorities prosecuting the war against Boko Haram terrorists, the Hausa Fulani group in the northeastern part of the zoo called Nigeria, ostensibly Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe, have arrested several soldiers who were discovered to have leaked vital security information on the movement of the troops of the zoo, their strategies and tactics to Boko Haram terrorists. This led to a series of ambush and killing of over 30 zoo soldiers in recent times. Most of the arrested soldiers serve as orderlies or aide de camps, ADCs, to commanders of troops on the field. It was gathered that the alleged moles among the soldiers leaked the information on the deployment of soldiers from Maimalari barracks in April this year to the terrorists, which led to the ambush and killing of so many soldiers of the 101 battalion that consequently led to soldiers' mutiny and the shooting of the general officer commanding GOC 7 Division, Major General Ahmed Mohammed. His armored official car also sustained some bullet wounds also when it was shot at by soldiers. Military are now arresting those they claim are responsible for passing information to the terrorist group, to the killing murderous machine of Boko Haram, sponsored by the same Hausa Fulani people. And all of these people being arrested, you will see, are all Hausa Fulani people, the same Muslims who are hell-bent on destroying the zoo, forcibly converting everybody to Islam. They are at it once again, leaking information to their people in this very terrorist movement to continue the pillaging, to continue the mayhem, the raping, the shooting, the indiscriminate slaughter of Biafrans and Christians alike in that part of that damnable entity. If proposals contained in the new Petroleum Industry Bill, PIB, were approved by the National Assembly, oil communities in the zoo would from next year share $600 million annually from contributions made by oil firms in that very place. The amount may be adjusted pursuant to subsection 334 of the new act to allow for inflationary increase. The Accountant General of the Federation is being proposed to oversee the account. Can you believe such nonsense? The accountant, one person, God in heaven, oh God, Nigeria. One person is being announced will oversee that very account. Do you know what will happen to the money if at all it is being agreed or voted for? One person being in charge of it. Swiss banks are about to become richer because they should await a deposit of $600 million by late next year if at all they approve this latest scam, this very latest fraud of theirs, which they intend to perpetrate against the people. Unbelievable. $600 million, one person will be in charge of it. And after a short while, the money will go missing the same way police pension fund went missing, the same way that subsidy money went missing. Which money hasn't gone missing before in the zoo? What makes anybody who is right thinking with their all their faculties intact to think that $600 million will get to the communities? Who told you that? Because it will not happen. We are talking about the zoo. We are talking about a place called Nigeria. We are talking about a place that is so evil that even Satan would not even live there to start with. That is how bad the place is. There, you know what they're planning to do? They are planning to assuage the fears. They are trying to get people within the coastal regions of Biafra land to move away from the agitation for Biafra by announcing this very bribe. Why won't it start this year? Why let next year? They hope to influence the outcome of their next election, according to their warped minds, by presenting a bribe to these very people. The same people now will go and steal that very money and put it in a Swiss bank abroad. That is how things function in the zoo. That is why they are animals. And that is why they are and will remain incapable of any meaningful human advancement. That is why they will remain a consumer society. That is why they will continue to wallow in unimaginable poverty. That is why they will continue to be repressed. That is why their economic destitution and political marginalization will continue. Because this is how they do things. Share money and everything will be fine. In keeping with a rentier economy where only one natural product is being sold and everything else imported. They have not talked about the creation of jobs, no. They did not talk about capital infrastructure. They are not going to build new roads. They will not build hospitals. They will not build schools. No, they will share money. They will share money to communities as always. And hopefully, they will be re-elected. And then, the same cycle of poverty, the same cycle of destitution, the same cycle of pestilence, the same cycle of grief, the same cycle of death and burial will continue because the people never learn. But thankfully, Radio Biafra is here to educate them, as we are doing this very morning, to reject every nonsense, every bribery coming from the Jonathan administration. It is only designed to lure you further into the trap of poverty. It is designed to kill you. It is designed to render you asunder. It is designed to ensure your continued slavery in that part of the world. And we are here to break that very chain, that very bondage, that very burden. We are here to lift it. And through enlightenment, we are beginning to accomplish that. That is what you must do. Reject every proposal. Ask them, where is the second Niger Bridge? Before you bribe me with oil money coming from my own land, where is the second Niger Bridge? Where is the promise to make Enugu an international airport? How many schools have you built? How many libraries have you built? How many roads are there? Have you introduced any new railway line in that part of the world? Our people must wake up. They must wise up. They must be capable of reasoning to understand that all these promises of untold fortune and wealth coming amounts to nothing. If you share $600 million amongst all the communities, you will see that it is mere pittance. It would not go anywhere, not even capable of feeding a family properly for 6 months, talk less of sustaining them meaningfully into their future lives. That will not happen. We are here to tell our people that this is a lie. And placing this very fund, should it see the light of day, into the care of one man, means that this money will end up in Switzerland. Ask them about all the other funds they have managed. Ask them about their bachelor loot, their return. Where is it? Where is their bachelor loot that came back? It went back straight away into Swiss bank accounts. This time around, in the names of different people, they have shared it. That is what they do in the zoo, therefore making them the animals that they are today. This very proposal, according to the Senate Joint Committee, is made up of six standing committees. which are the Committee on Petroleum Resources, Upstream and Downstream, Gas, Finance, Environment and Ecology, Judiciary, Human Rights and Legal Matters. The voluminous report, a copy of which was cited by the Sun newspaper at the weekend, proposes in clauses 144, subsection 1A, that every company involved in upstream and downstream petroleum operations or both shall remit on a monthly basis impact funding amounts to the Petroleum Host Community Fund based on the regulations pursuant to paragraph 1B of the section of the Act. In other words, we want to make more money. In other words, contribute money to us. If we cannot get it via NMPC, we go to the companies themselves and get it. What has been happening to all the billions being generated on a daily basis to alleviate the plight of the very wretched people that inhabit that very place? The answer is nothing. They sell the money. NMPC remits this money via central bank to the rulers of the zoo, and that money is frittered away to foreign bank accounts. And then people are left very poor indeed. But the people of that part of the world, black people, are incapable of grasping what is happening to them. They are incapable of rising up to challenge it. That is why they remain in abject and unimaginable poverty. And we are here to lift that very veil of ignorance and bring to light, to bring to wholesome understanding their plight, not just before themselves, but before mankind, because Radio Biafra is being listened to everywhere this very fine morning from this part of the world. Efforts by the stakeholders in the APC, All Progressives Congress, to forge a consensus between two of the major presidential aspirants in the party, General Muhammadu Buhari, who is the sponsor of Boko Haram, and Governor Rabiu Kwakwanso, have failed. Both men in an attempt to determine to slog it out. They have now formally scheduled dates to declare their aspirations. Reflective of their efforts for political supremacy, the associates of both men were last night engaged in war of words on who was better placed to win the presidential ticket of the party. Buhari is to declare for the contest on Wednesday, October 15, while Governor Rabiu Kwakwanso has himself scheduled his declaration for October the 23rd of this very year as well. This very month, Kwakwanso's decision to go public with his bid, it was learned, was sequel to the failed effort to forge a consensus deal between him and Buhari. In any other part of the world, this very man, Muhammadu Buhari, will either be dead or he will be in prison. America makes hay of making sure that they import drug lords into this very country for trial and possible sentence. They make sure that they take out terrorists wherever they find them. But there is one terrorist in the zoo sponsored by the British or supported by the British government. His name is Muhammadu Buhari. This very man is the architect of Boko Haram. He is the one singularly responsible for the mayhem and death bedeviling that part of the world, but he's walking about freely. We are in the USA, therefore, we are bringing the very existence of this man to the knowledge of the authorities here in the USA, if they don't already know that Buhari, Muhammadu Buhari, is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. This man is the person responsible for bringing death and destruction, mayhem, pillaging and looting to that very part of the world, to the northeastern part of the Zoological Republic, part of the Mohammedan Emirate of the North. This man should not be walking about free. This man should be in jail or dead. Buhari is a very bad human being. As we always say, and as it has come to light these past few days, anybody we tell you is bad invariably is bad. That has been proven over time. We told you about P2B. People did not believe us. They didn't listen. He used the platform of ABGA created by Chief Chekwas Okoria to get vote. He said he was for Ojukwu. Oh, ABGA, Ojukwu is our party. We need to do this Igbo party business. Now he has abandoned that same party to go and join PDP. These are men without honor and shame. But anyway, we are black people. We don't understand honor. We don't understand pride. We don't understand shame. These are a group of people who are dependent on other people for survival. Therefore, those of you who are dependent on P2B for survival cannot see reason. You cannot see the treachery of this very man. We've been preaching this very gospel since 2009, and today it has come to light that indeed P2B is a very horrible man. It may not dawn on people now how deadly this Buhari is, but in time we shall tell you. We told you so. We told you so is going to come on Buhari. The day he will be exposed as well, we will tell you to refer back to Radio Biafra previous broadcast, the same way we are telling you today on P2B, that the man is a betrayer. He used ABGA to secure lucrative oil deals. He used ABGA to drain the coffers of Anambra dry, to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja, not anywhere in Biafra land. This is the man that uses authority to kill our own people and dump their bodies in Ezu River. This is the same man that did not carry out any capital infrastructure development anywhere in Anambra state. This is the same man who, as the chairman of Igbo governors, was responsible to handing over that part of the world, hook, line, and sinker, to anybody who's at Hassel Rock. Today he has gone to join them. Shame will befall and should befall all of us, because we don't listen. But Radio Biafra must continue to do its very work. Three soldiers appealed last month's death verdict. Three of the 12 soldiers sentenced last month to death by the military general court martial have appealed against the judgment at the Abuja division of the Court of Appeal. The appellant soldiers are Igomu Emmanuel, Stephen Clement, and Andrew Mwede, with the service numbers. Their service numbers have been written. If you want to see this news in detail, please go to Radio Biafra. All the news we are presenting is on our website, www.radiobiafra.co/news. They are contending the charge which formed the basis on which they were sentenced to death, which was defective, but that their trial also offended the principle of fair hearing, natural justice, and audi alteram pattern, whatever that means. We are not Latin people. I don't know why they use all this rubbish to try to address people in Africa. They must understand what they were getting into. If you join the devil to dine, be prepared to face death. The Zoo serving in the Nigerian army is a death sentence of its own. We have said to them before, and I shall continue to remind them every blessed day, that the best thing for them to do is to turn their guns, those of them who are free. Kill every of your oga that you can find. There must be a revolution for things to function very well. Even here in the USA, there was a revolution. Even in France, there was a revolution. In Britain, there was a revolution. Everywhere you have progress, there must be revolution. I don't know why black people can't understand this very simple fact. You want to be like the USA. You want to be advanced. You want to be developed. You want to be able to feed yourselves. You want to be able to go and acquire decent education. Go to decent hospitals when you're sick. You cannot have those things if you are not prepared to carry out a revolution. It's as simple as that. Why our people can't understand this, I do not know, but we shall continue to preach it, that revolution is the best way forward. Every soldier, every police officer, turn the gun you have against your oga. That very oga you're looking at is your problem. If you don't know history very well, or you are too daft to understand history, ask anybody to tell you about revolutions in America. In the USA, yes, there was a revolution. In England, yes, there was a revolution. King Charles I was removed and the people killed him because they were suffering. Marie Antoinette and I believe King Louis XIV, if I'm not mistaken, or is this Louis XVI, I don't quite know which one, the French king. They were killed, their heads cut off. They have had enough. The Romanov family, which are the czars in Russia, they were killed. The people said enough of corruption. We can't have it. Jerry Rawlings had to kill all the corrupt people in Ghana. That is why today Ghana have electricity. Is that a coincidence? For you to move forward, you have to kill those who are responsible for your pain and your suffering. They are those ogas you're guiding 24/7. Turn the guns against them. People must make sure that the soldiers and the policemen, they listen to Radio Biafra. The person holding them hostage is that same old guy you're guarding. Turn your guns against them. Kill all of them. Your lives will be better. They are your problem. In America, there was a revolution. The British were killed and chased away. That is why today America has the greatest and longest sustained civilization in the history of mankind. They have surpassed the Greco-Roman Empire in terms of their longevity, in terms of the cultural impact around the world. This is now the greatest civilization on earth. Why? Because they threw away the British. If you want your life to be better, you must chase the British away and their influence. And then you see that your life will be better. If you go to India, all the places named by the British, the Indian people have changed all the names. If you go to Malaysia, the same thing. Everywhere you have the British influence in the Near East or in the Far East, they have gone back to the original way of life. They teach their children in their local language. Are they not improving? The answer is yes, of course they're improving. Look at all the areas in Africa bastardized and balkanized by Europeans. See how poor we are and how wretched we are. Because we are clinging on to a legacy that was designed to kill us, to impoverish us, rather than make us better. That is why you have Radio Biafra. That is why they can do all they can to attack us all the time. We must prevail because the truth cannot be suppressed. The reason why we are here today is because we are truthful, because we preach this very truth without compromise, without fear before our enemies. That is why we are still functioning. If you want to go and fight the forces of darkness as we are doing, you must be fortified. You must be truthful. You must be God-fearing. You must be loyal. You must be obedient, or else you will fail, or else you will fall. That is why we do what we do, and that is why Biafra is going to come. That is why Radio Biafra is a global phenomenon of unimaginable influence and magnitude. That is why we must continue to do this very work until Biafra comes and beyond. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome you. That was our news headlines and accompanying news summary. I must therefore defer to those of them who are here with me. And if at all the very eminent barrister is able to join us, I will welcome him to do so at any time of his choosing. But for now, before we open our lines, I must go to those of them who are here assembled with me to offer us their views, their opinion, their comments on what we are presenting this very morning from here in Houston, Texas, United States of America. Please, engineer, go ahead.
Thank you, Director, for the news well delivered. There are a lot that you presented, but I'm going to touch upon just two topics. Number one is the issue of the so-called derivation, or whatever it's called, being touted or being used to bribe our brothers in the coastal region. The matter of fact is that, you know, our people will never learn. You know, this is the same strategy they use by telling them that their problem is the Igbo man. You are telling the Ogoni man, you are telling the Ijaw man, you are telling the Urobo man, you are telling the Isoko man that his problem is the Igbo man. In the meantime, an Isoko man, the same thing an Igbo man calls blood is what they call blood. The same thing they call a bed is what they call a bed. Ask an Isoko man, what in your dialect do you call an in-law? And you'll be shocked what they will tell you what an in-law, what the name and what they call in-law in their dialect is. You know, and so on and so forth. But they go ahead, because of the Yoruba media, they go ahead and believe all the rubbish that they pass to them. Just like they go ahead and say that Igbos love money. Igbos love money. And when you look at the list of all the people that have been defrauding the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, stealing billions, Umaru Diko, up all to Bankole, including Obasanjo, Buhari, Atiku, and all that, you will not find a single Igbo man in that list. But the Yoruba press, they go ahead and tell the whole world that Igbos love money, and people believe it, you know. Same thing they are doing now, trying to bribe our brothers in the coastal region by telling them they will give them $600 million. It's a pity that many of them are uninformed, because I worked in the oil and gas industry for more than 17 years right there in the coastal region, Warri to be specific, before I left for the United States. And I know the kind of money that the government is making out of the land of our brothers. And yet, these areas are looking destitute. There is no part of oil producing area in Biafra land that I have not been to. And I know how they look like. I know what they look like compared to cities like Kano, Jos, Yola, Kaduna, and all the rest. And they are giving you pittance so that you will turn your back to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. It's just too bad. Going on to the next topic, which is Kwankwaso and Buhari slugging it out for their Islamic APC party. Who cares? Let them go ahead and shoot themselves. I don't even care, because for us as members of indigenous people of Biafra, our number one cardinal principle is that we don't have anything to do with Nigerian politics or Nigerian politicians. That is why we are different. That is why God is blessing us. That's why Chukwu Abiyama is on our side, because we don't talk about Biafra in the morning and then in the evening we go and start romancing APC, Boko Haram, like some other people do. We don't cahoot with Rocha Sokorocha and APC and come out to claim to be fighting for Biafra or to be working towards Biafra restoration. That is what makes us different. That's what sets us apart, because we are the only group answering Biafra. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are not represented by anybody, nor do we ask anybody to represent us. So anything that has to do with APC, Boko Haram party, it is not our business. Kwankwaso should go ahead and get his ticket, or Buhari, they will get it. At the end of the day, they will be rulers or president of the Arewa Republic or the Islamic Republic of Northern Nigeria, because by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, in 2015, we will not be talking about Islamic Republic of Nigeria anymore. Rather, we'll be talking about the sceptered, blessed, and holy land of Biafra. They let them go ahead and fight themselves and kill each other. That is not our business. Director, at this point in time, I would like to stand by. I'm going to make more comments in as we progress, but let me stand by as we, for this time. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, engineer himself. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. Please, if you're joining us, your ears are not deceiving you. This is live Radio Biafra broadcast. We are coming to you all the way from our studios here in Houston, Texas, before an audience of our people here, our officers here in the USA, going out to the rest of the world. Please, one and then you go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Biafrans. My name again is Iken Awanuneyi. I'm going to talk on the soldiers and the securities and the operatives and the bodyguards guiding all these evil people. You have to understand, number one, these are the people making your life very, very bad. These are the people making you not to put your children in good school. These are the people making your hospitals to be terribly bad, without good doctors and nurses, without hospital beds. These are the people who are preventing you to live a very honorable life. So you have a choice. Like the director said, you gotta get rid of these people, because these are the people who are your enemy. Biafra is not your enemy. These are the people who have stifled all the fund. These are the people who are destroying your livelihood. So this is the time for you to stand up for you and your family. They don't think good about you. They don't want you to benefit from their loot. You stay over there, stay in the sun. You don't have good food. You don't have good houses. You don't have good medicine. You don't have good school to take care of your family. So this is the people whom you should really go against. Again, regarding the people whom they are trying to bribe, people, the so-called people who have who are called the oil producing areas. They are now the main thing they're trying to do right now is to separate you from Biafra. But some of you do not understand what is going on. Basically, in Biafra land, almost all the area in Biafra land has oil and has all mineral wealth. And some of you, even your oil wealth or your oil this thing has already been depleted. Most of them has been depleted more than 30%, 50%. You don't have much left. There are areas in Biafra land that are virgin with oil that hasn't been touched. Almost every area in Biafra land have oil and gas sitting there hasn't been touched. So many in Anambra State, many in Imo State, Abia, and Enugu, they have oil and gas. These are untapped resources that's in there. Then they are minerals. So now they are bribing you to give you money to prevent you from joining Biafra, which you are part of. So you have to watch out. So you have to be very, very careful with and listen very carefully with what these people are doing, and don't believe these people who are being deceived. Some of your elders, some of your politicians are being deceived to connive you so that you can work against the restoration of Biafra. Biafra is going to solve your problem. Biafra is going to solve your educational problem, your economic problem, your livelihood. The way the system is now, the system of evil system. Students go to school, they don't have any good education. Students go to school, they don't have books. They don't have good teachers because teachers are not being paid. So you have to listen to Radio Biafra and abide by what we are doing, because exactly we know exactly what we are doing. You know, this is not a child's play. And by this time, I'll stand by.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you, Wano Nenji. That is the voice of our national here in the USA. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Very shortly, our line shall open. Should you wish to have anything to say or offer any views or opinion regarding the news we are bringing today, this is Radio Biafra every day in the morning, in the evening, 7 a.m. in Biafra land, 7 p.m. in the evening as well, which translates into 1 a.m. in the morning here and also 1 p.m. as well. Because right now we are live, we are direct to the whole world, and this is Radio Biafra. Very soon, our line shall open. Please get your pen and your paper ready. Please, go ahead, Madam Wolga.
Thank you, Director. Thank you very much. This is Chilobe, Martin Chilobe again, from Anambra State, the coordinator for the indigenous people of Biafra in the Austin area, Austin, Texas. I'm from Anambra State, Nnewi precisely, and of course, Nnewi is in the heart of Biafra land. Director, it's quite interesting. This promise of greater share, it never really ends, because whenever there's an election coming on, there's always some sort of a promise. You know, they make promises. Of course, you know, God knows that they don't intend to keep any of them. But it's funny that the people that are being told haven't really come to their senses. And that's all of us, really. Because if we could come to our senses for once in our lives, you know, we ought to have learned from history. If nothing else, at least learn a bit from history. Nigeria is promising these people all these, I don't know, water in the middle of desert, gold in the middle of the air. Listen, Biafrans, nope, we don't want anybody offering us anything. We don't have to negotiate with you, with anybody, for what is ours, 100%. We're talking 100%. We don't have to settle, oh, give us this or that so that we can. No, it's 100% Biafran resources. These are Biafran resources. If they really want to do anything, challenge them, have them sell all the private jets they have lined up and hand over the money to you. It's been 40 years now, 44 years since the war ended. When a lot of people, a lot of our own blood brothers, were told that, oh, your nephew, your cousin is now your problem, your uncle, your own brother is now your problem. And for those that were foolish enough to have bought it, hook, line, and sinker, just look around today, 44 years after the war, look around, you can't even farm anymore. You can't farm fish. There's no land for you to farm crops. And what do you have to show for it? Zero. Nothing. Nada. There's nothing you have to show for it. And meanwhile, you are still being told that your problem is your brother right next to you. How daft can you be if you're still buying such a nonsense? You should have told them, yes, I've heard you. Now go sell your private jets and hand over the money, because this is where that money came from. You're promising us. What percentage? No, it's 100% yours. You can't come to my father's house and tell me that you're the coconut that is mine, that we now have to share. I'll cut your head off. As simple as that. This is a zoo that is such an evil entity that only Britain can create something such... only Britain can create something as satanic as Nigeria. No other country. Only Britain. Look at their history. Everywhere they have touched, everywhere they have stepped, it's always something like Nigeria. Unless, of course, if people are brave enough to stand up and reject everything British. Look at India today. Look at the United States. Imagine if they were still bowing down to the Queen. Where would they be? We wouldn't even be here. Look at India. They've rejected everything British. Years ago, they made it a law that in every school, Hindi must be the language of instruction. We are still stuck in learning teaching our children in foreign languages. How can they think and be productive in foreign languages when you make that the language of instruction? Our people need to be analytical when we think. You don't have to do that. It sets you back. Look around the world, north, south, east, west. Take a wider look. Get a wider perspective. Know how to look at things. Be able to analyze situations. We are stuck in the British-made Nigeria. And as long as we stick with that British-made Nigeria, death is what it has to offer us. There's nothing else. There's nothing decent that can come out of it. As I've always said, you cannot go to bed with the devil and attempt to wake up an angel in the morning. It can never happen. You have to break completely and stay away. And that's what we don't want Nigeria to continue anymore. Of course, it can continue for the Nigerian, you know, for those up there. But we are Biafrans, and we simply want to restore our independence. Now, Director, you mentioned the soldiers that are employed by the zoo. As I just said earlier, Nigeria gives you nothing but death and destruction because it's an evil entity. It's not something that God put together. Of course not. So whether you serve it, whether you live in it, whether you are its friend, the only thing it can offer you is death, degradation. That's all it has to offer you. Now look at it. 54 years of independence. How many petrochemical industries has it built? Look at Iran that just started. You can say Iran actually started, 1989. Because as soon as the Shah left, it was a war with Saddam Hussein and his Iraq that lasted for 8 years. Ended in 1988. So Iran really started breathing in 1979. I mean, in 1989. But look at Iran today. Look at this. It's their fellow Islamic country. Let them take a look. Today, Iran is able to launch a rocket to space made by itself. By her citizens. To launch a satellite made by her citizens. It's become a militarily formidable country that no enemy, no matter how juicy Iran looks to you as a juicy steak, you can't take a bite. If you dare take a bite, you lose every teeth in your mouth. In fact, you lose your entire jaw and chin. But that's what she has built by her hands. Nigeria has nothing to offer. It's been selling crude ever since he told people, oh, Igbo man is your problem. To this day, you still import kerosene. You still import petrol. Every byproduct of petroleum, Nigeria imports. Would you expect anything less?
No, but the fact of the matter is that why is it difficult for the ordinary people to understand this? And, you know, when people say this thing, that is because they are used to importation. So to them, importation is nothing. Why can't the people, this is one thing that confuses me. Why is it that an average so-called Nigerian cannot see something wrong with the fact that you produce crude oil and you import refined products despite the presence of at least four? How many refineries did they have in the zoo?
At least four.
Four refineries. Import. I mean, the world wants to understand what type of human beings are these. Those that will have four refineries, that you be employing your graduates of engineering, of petrochemical, or whatever it's called.
Yes.
Yet, those refineries are not being used. You are can people begin to advocate? They don't understand it. Can we put it? Is there any way we can make them understand that such a thing is very bad?
I don't understand our people either. If I had a scope into the way we think, I could have been able to change everybody's mind, but it's unfortunate. I don't understand how we think. And it's not just us. It's the entire African continent. There are people, there are Cameroonians. I've met some of them. They have PhDs in petroleum, but they are somewhere in Europe cleaning dishes in restaurants. But foreigners are in their land working. I cannot understand it. It's that mediocre mentality that I have a great abhorrence for. I don't know why we cannot think. Nigeria has nothing good to offer you. If it had, it would have been something. But it's a British product. It's a British colony. So until the people that are put together there break away, they are bound to suffocate in it unless they break away. And we have several examples to look at. Lots of them.
My concern, this is what troubles me. Why is it impossible for black people to reason, to under... This is some... I find it is quite painful.
It's simple,
is
Director.
Very, very painful. Why is it that black people cannot understand that it is a shameful thing? It is something that makes you even lower than an animal to be producing crude, don't produce it anyway, they just dig it, it's in the ground. For you to be exporting crude oil, you cannot refine it. You have four refineries, but you cannot refine. You export crude oil and you import kerosene, you import diesel.
Every other byproduct of petroleum, Nigeria imports.
I don't understand it. Why is it that black people are without shame? It's something maybe that the barrister himself can answer. We need to go back to this debate because I want us to have it here. This morning, we are going to educate our people very, very well. The barrister has joined me. The very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlaw, barrister, my music, please, can you hear me? If you can, please proceed to acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans all over the world, please.
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Those who are fully supportive of our quest for restoration, especially their intenders, I've been hearing their voices and all your contributions. It shows that definitely Biafra is coming. I remember at the beginning of our struggle, America was a bit dwindlish. Director used to lament, used to worry. But then again, he emphasized that once America is into the struggle, that Biafra will arrive. And it is, of course, definitive that the Americans are here and they are making all God-given efforts to ensuring that Biafra will be our main life spring of breathing. Biafra is the only nation that is very, very important to us, regardless of our abode, presently, Biafra is the only name that we shall sing, we shall breathe, we shall eat, we shall do businesses with. Good morning once again to everybody in the East, West, North, or South. We are here every day discussing, bringing ideas on how to restore our almighty nation via Tukwa Abiyama. And this, we can never relent, we can never go back. Yes, Director, the news on board has always been the issue, especially the northerners. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram cannot stay on their own, regardless of their killing machines. They are killing us. They still want to be with you. It gives me serious headache. Now, somebody has a different religion, different mentality to yours, different aspiration, different... We don't have the same common values. Yet, they are very insistent upon being with you, upon sharing blood with you. This is what I don't understand. This is what I don't know how to infuse it into their brain, that they should go home and be on their own and stay on their own and rule their own people. They understand each other very well. It's easy for them to kill each other and bury each other. It's not part of our coexistence. We don't care what the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram do with themselves. We are not even interested in what they're doing with themselves. We have said it here many times on Radio Biafra that the idea of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram having their own Sharia law has nothing to do with Biafrans. They should leave them alone. What we argue against is they are killing us unnecessarily. They are killing us without us in any war with them since 1945 till date. They are killing us for the sake of what we have. They are killing us because we are Christians. They are killing us because we are weak. That's why they are killing us. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram and their politicians, please go your way, go home, stay on your own, leave us alone. This is what I've been saying for a very long time. But what is causing this problem is our people. Our people, we are the reasons why Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are killing us because we refuse to go home and stay on our own. They are tapping our oil and our people are just tagging along with them, collecting pennies. Somebody came to your land, became your own landlord, and you are there behaving like a tenant in your own house. This is what is giving me some kind of mental problem. I cannot put myself together. Whenever I think houses believe in 2015, the power will shift. Please go home and take your own power and rule your own people. Why are we sharing power with you? There is no commonality amongst us. And now they'll go and poison the hearts of our cousins. As that we have done with this particular ideology that Igbo man is your problem. They are no longer the problems of our cousins. They've opened their eyes now. They realize all the fake ideologies infused in their brain by Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, and Yoruba media. Our cousins no longer believe them anymore. The problem we have now is to convince our evil people that you need to withdraw from Hausa Fulani. As we talk, our people are still investing in Abuja. They are still investing in Lagos. They have forgotten what happened in the past. The problem is us. It's no longer our cousins. Years are gone. Radio Biafra, we are able to tell our cousins that, look, because when we preach, we tell you, we give you evidence. We provide it written that all these things are just confusion. To carry on dominating you, divide and rule, brought apart by the British media system. Divide and rule. Cover up to one corner. Put a pipe on one corner. Take Kalapa away to one corner. Bogoma, Degem Okoni. These our people brought into division in order to dominate and rule their lands. But we've opened everybody's eyes. They know that all these things are fake ploys. They are not real. They are fake. We have debunked it. We have opened everybody's eyes. Anybody from Oni, from Degema, from Bugoma, from Delta, that do not understand up to today that all these are fake, the person has to go back to school or go back and reborn. Be repented that you have not had us for a very long time. What we are preaching, that all these things are divide and rule. We've finished with this now. Anybody who believes that can be confused, that person needs to go back home. Or sleep, don't wake up. Because our people usually say, if you remain a fool after a very long time, your foolishness can never depart from you. Because you may have to go back to school. Back to elementary school. How is that people can never fool you? Because you are more clever than these people who are leading you. You are more intelligent than these people who are sitting upon your gold mines, trying to control you in any way they could. We are now moving you up and down like the cat with the rear. Our people, it's about time we become sensible, become clever, and go back to drawing boards. I'm talking about the Igbo people. The Ogoni people, our cousins that departed away from us from 1967 to 70 and are back. Nobody should doubt about it. Our ears are on the floor. We read things. So we can no longer be deceived again. I was a fool and Igbo Boko Haram. You can never bribe me with what belongs to me anymore. Biafra is my land. Whatever belongs to Biafra belongs to me, not you. Yoruba, go home. Your population is enough to rule yourselves. Hausa, go home. All of you studied enough. Sell whatever you have. Go back home. Unfortunately, whatever you came from Biafra land, you are investing it abroad. Instead of Biafras to gain what belongs to us, you are giving us pittance. They will take penny. They will cop it. Our seaports are not functioning. They have to hear from Radio Biafra that good luck will have to fix all the federal roads in Biafra land. But you're not doing that. They just said it some few days ago. Good luck, you must do this. We haven't heard from them again. What about our seaports? What about all the industries that were closed? Director, let me stay tuned here. I cannot talk anymore because when I say things like this, I start getting upset. Because I don't know how many times we have to talk to our people for them to stand up and understand all the beliefs. And of course, we are playing into the hands of those who always say, Igbo man love money. Why? Instead of you to claim the originality of where you came from, you believe somebody to give you newspaper money. You go home and eat for that night. Tomorrow you come back again. What a shame. Barrister, please take it from me. Good morning.
I will not take it from you. Barrister, stay where you are for 1 second. The same question I'm asking our people here, I will ask you. Is there any way to educate a black person so that will understand and be able to reason? Is there anything that we are supposed to do that we're not doing? Why is it that their brains cannot comprehend the hopelessness of their situation and do something about it? Why was it possible that Americans were able to revolt and their lives became better? Why was it that the ordinary peasants in Britain were able to revolt? Their lives got better. Russians did the same thing. Even the man that is born by a Scottish woman who is Jerry Rawlings, because mind you, he's half white. Why are they able to think that way and black people cannot? Can somebody, please, I want to make sense of this.
I'll give you, because... Each time you pose a question to me, I do my very level best to give you at least halfway of the solution of the problem we're talking about. Malcolm X is a black guy, enslaved. He became himself and told us that to re-educate black person in this time, you do it slowly. Correct, you see, it is endemic in us, this particular slavery. Cost quite a lot of harm to black people. There is a point that when you subjugate a man into something alien, at a point the man started accepting what has been given to him as part of him. And now to bring the same man out of that particular problem, you will take it slowly. How long has it taken us, director, to convince our cousins that Igbo man is not their problem? How long has it taken us? These ones are within you, inside you, part of your blood. How long, even some of them are still struggling to believe that Igbo man is not their problem. But Director, what we do here at Radio Biafra is to gradually re-educate our people. Slavery, our people have been taken away from their coexist and moved away into a different territory. Do you know that what you're thinking is not what a Jamaican man is thinking?
But why is that the case? Why? Why? That's what I need to know.
The case is because of slavery, Director. It's because of slavery. And I tell you this, Director. You see, Yoruba people told our own cousins that we their problem. Some of our Jamaican cousins are told that we sold them, irrespective of the fact that the British people took majority of them by force. We know when we started selling our people. But remember, the head of Oba of Benin was chopped off, taken away. But the story is that the Biafran sold their people, not that the white man came and took them by force. You see, when a lot of lies is being placed before you, you are apt to take 90% of it. Now, it takes a generation to come and start changing what has been said before. Director, we've met a lot of resistance. Is it not of late that people are not calling to call us all sorts of names? What are we doing? Why do you want to go and fight? Why can't you leave Nigeria the way it is? But Director, even a blind man can see that we are being enslaved in our own land. We are being enslaved in our own town villages. Our women can no longer go to the farmland. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are occupying in our own farmland, asking only women to come in. Men are not allowed. Imagine. And when those women go, you know, they will rape them. Our women will be the last to tell you that they've been raped. Tomorrow they will become pregnant and then have Ochuku. You think that he's an Igbo man. But Hausa, Fulani are planting evil in our midst. How then can you easily change somebody who is pure Biafran? How? Because a lot of evil has been sowed in your midst. As you are telling somebody in front, those at the back are pulling. That's the problem we are having, Director. It will not be easy. But we cannot keep quiet. We keep talking until what belongs to you come back to you.
I agree, Barrister. And thank you very much. A very fine answer that only a very learned person like yourself can offer. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Houston, in Texas. We are here doing the work that Chukwu Abiama asked us to do. We are here to ensure that the propagation of this very gospel is ceaseless. And by tomorrow, by his mercy and his grace, we shall be in New York broadcasting. We are relentless. Have been joined on the coordinator's line by one of us. That's the way I can say it. The caller on this very platform, can you tell me who you are and where you are calling from, please, that the world may know? Can you hear me?
Australia, Canberra, precisely.
From Canberra in Australia, or former is calling from Canberra in Australia. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. The other caller also on Skype, stay where you are, please, or former. Go ahead. The caller on the phone, remain where you are, please. Go ahead, or former.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank God for the Chukwu Abiama, for the Johnny Mercy. Ibo, Ikuku Amanonya. Nothing will happen to you. Anywhere you send, whatever they plan, whatever they set up, like they say, you jump and pass.
Of course.
You don't know how many people you are touching, you have revived. Not only Biafrans, all over the world. You don't know how many countries you have waking up from sleep. Not Biafrans, other countries. But, yeah, continue, keep the good work, and Chukwu Abiama will continue to give you more knowledge and wisdom to continue, because this work is too much, yeah. Director, I want to help you. I want to help you with the question you were asking. First of all, I just want to help, not my own version of Imam Meza. I had him talking about his slave or no slave. Yeah. The bottom line is we sold our own people.
Of course, we did.
It wasn't by force.
Yes.
Because I remember my father used to tell himself, if it's olden days, you just take your gun and sell you. We sell our own kind. We attract them. It's like you're in a bush and then you cut yourself then that smell of the blood will attract other animals, dangerous animals, to
of come course. And eat you. Of course. If so you cut what, yourself, yeah. You are in Australia yourself. If you go to Australian beaches and you cut yourself and you're dripping, I think a shark will come and eat you. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's what happened. So that's what happened with us. Coming back to what is wrong with us, Director, I will start by saying that our problem is our elders.
I would have thought that the younger ones are even more dangerous. I would have thought that the younger ones are even more deadly than the elderly ones.
Because the young one learn from the elder.
That is true.
And multiply it. You know, when you take an Igbo man, put him in the right environment, he will perform better than that. If you took him and put him in a worst environment, you bring the worst out of him.
That is correct. According to Professor Donatus Ibenwogo, according to this theory you're proposing now, was first postulated by Professor Donatus Ibenwogo, blessed memory. He was the one that said that if you allow an Igbo man to remain in Nigeria, you will see an animal come out of him. If you want him to perform very better, take him away from Nigeria, place him in his own natural environment, you see the best out of him. Call an Igbo man a Nigerian and you're looking at a beast. Please go ahead.
Yes, so that is the term I will use to describe it, because the young one learn from the elders and then become more corrupt. In a society that everything is about money, they sow their conscience, their pride, and continue to do so for those that are supposed to be their slave, for peanuts, and they are continue to do so. That is one problem. And second, we value lie more than anything.
Yes, I will ask you the same question I asked every. I'm going to ask, of course, I ask engineer and also one on any here. Why is it that the brain? Because I know that white people, for instance, we're in America, as we were discussing last night. I'm sure you people can remember what we were discussing last night. How about Americans and lies? If they give you the custom form before you land in America, you can be bringing in dry food from anywhere, from Africa. It could be crayfish, it could be dry fish. And they give you that customs card and they say, are you bringing any food into America? I've been told last night that you say yes. If you say yes, but say that the food is dry, they will let you in. They say if you lie and say no, you're not bringing anything in. Once they catch you, you regret the day you applied for your visa to come here. Because they abhor lies. No matter how bad white people are. Majority, I went somewhere, I don't know if it was in Malaysia or was it Indonesia. Somebody was telling us that I am the person that taught my wife how to lie. Here, they don't lie. They don't know how to lie. Anything a child says is what they say. They don't know how to lie. It was me. A Biafran confessed to me, I taught my wife how to lie, and I regret it. My wife never lied to me before. Anything that happens, she will always tell me the truth. But I came and I corrupted her. What I want to know is, why is it when they give us the customs form, why is it that when we are doing something, there is this natural disposition to lie? Why? In black people. Why do we want to lie? I want to know that. Because after all, our own ancestors said Eziokubundu. Mind you, they recognize that our own Biafran said truth is life. This is something that's been going on for over thousands of years. That truth is life. Eziokubundu. Why have we abandoned that to go for lies? Why?
Yeah, we help you. One is the environment. What do you get when a cattle rear is your president, is your minister, is everything? And it's an environment change the way people think. I will remember when I first moved here, I don't regard cutting trees is just like anything. I don't give a damn. But these days, if I see where they are cutting tree, I feel like coming out and asking that person, why are you cutting this tree? So it happens to be the environment. Our Asian people, they don't lie. We stand on the truth. British came with their warrant officer and their bribery and corrupt our people. Not only corrupt our people, they match them with the grandmaster of liars, the Hausa people.
Is that the problem? You think we learnt lies from Hausa people? Or the British? No, we learnt from the British. And the British handed us over to the Hausa. Is that correct?
Yes.
The British brought lies.
Yes. And then with the combination of us mixing with other people, then we develop it to the best of our ability that we can win a world competition on it.
And today we are experts.
That's how our brain works.
And today, some wretched, poverty-stricken Igbo men stranded in Europe are now good at it. And if you add gossip on top of lies, then you have a very perfect combination. Wonderful, of course. We are being educated this morning. Ofama, remain where you are if you can. I want to go and bring in this very caller this very fine morning. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. I cannot hear you. Chimezie Ofebu, can you hear me?
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you're calling us from. Confirm for yourself, because you can be somebody else. You can be Musa.
My name is Chimezie Ofebu. I'm from Okwele in Biafra land.
And where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
From Houston in Texas. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Yes, this is Radio Biafra after all. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, thank you for being in Texas. I greet you all. I greet Ivania, Juan Mene, and Chukwudem, who are with you right there. So I thank all of you. May Chukwudem bless each and every one of you.
You say?
Yes, I just want to tell you, carry on, and God be with you, and be with all your people who work with you.
You say?
That's my best for this morning. God be with everyone of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, bye, my dear brother. He is greeting us, acknowledging us. We have another caller here as well. Your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. And the whole world is listening to us. Why shouldn't they? Your name and where you are.
Good morning. Good morning, Director. This is Mazu Chenaji from Atlanta, Georgia, the coordinator, zonal coordinator for IPOB Atlanta. Director, welcome to United States.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You are indeed one of us. Go ahead.
My two local government area of Imo State, Biafra land. Director, I must use this opportunity to thank you for coming back again to United States. Also to appreciate my brothers there, our national coordinator, Wano Neni, Iranya, Mazichi Lope. Good morning to everybody and dear friends everywhere around the world, both in Biafra land and around the world. Director, I was a big surprise, but welcome.
Thank you.
I missed the broadcast yesterday because it was I wasn't at home, and when I got the information, you guys have finished the broadcast. But in any event, I wish you welcome once again, and then just to say welcome.
Thank
I will stand by. And then on the commenting on the issue of Kwakwanso and the other guy, Martin, Director, Buhari and Kwakwanso, I think that's his name. I remember that Buhari was the one that overthrew Babangida during the military coup. I think so. Babangida overthrew Buhari. During that time, it was rumored that they don't see eye to eye. But at the end of the day, they are the co-sponsor of Boko Haram now. So what I'm trying to say is people should not get confused about their pattern. They are the same brother, same family. Going back to the promises of the making around the oil area in around Biafra land. I mean, it's nothing new. Like every other person has said, there is nothing that will change automatically. It has not changed since 48 years ago, since after the war. It is not going to change. And in fact, a few days ago, a friend of mine here called me and told me, was asking me, Uche, is this somebody inboxed me and was telling me about all that Director Nandi has been talking about Nigeria. The zoo government is about to take care of it. And then she asked him, like, what? He said, Nandi talked about the compensation of Biafran soldiers, taking care of them. That the government now has come out to fulfill that promise. And she asked me, can that solve the problem of Biafran? I said, no, that's so laughable. That's not our major problem. Besides, this is the election period. They will come out and promise heaven on earth. They will come out and promise impossibilities. Election is here and Biafra is coming. So they are going to say whatever they want to say to dampen our people's morale in order to stop Biafra coming. But man is not God anyway. We are set to go. So they are going to promise our people, like every other person said. And also, going to your question that you've been posing, why is it difficult for a black man, especially those in the zoo, why is it hard for them to discern between bad and good and evil? My take on that, Director, is we have been going through long-term psychological, and colonial mentalized problem or something. I don't know how to put it.
But Naji, are we the only people that went through the same thing? Asians went through the same problem. Today we have India putting satellites in outer space. Why is it that they can change the name of Calcutta? Is it to Mumbai? Why can't we change the name of Port Harcourt to Igualcha? When people want to survive, you can see the signs and wonders coming. You can tell that India is going to survive. Everybody knew that China will come out of this mess. Everybody, even every other, let me tell you what concerns me. Every other part of the world is doing well apart from where you have black people. Why is that the case? I want to know. Why?
Yeah, Director, to answer your question, Radio Biafra is curing that disease. Media is so powerful. So our people, and then also education, books. Remember, so many books that could have been of advantage to our, could have been of help to our people, were taken away from us. And then we talk about Yoruba-controlled media. Our people have been conditioned, psychology, that's what they call conditioning. Our people has been conditioned for many, many years. Look at the example we cited about our brothers and cousins in the river. You know, we're talking about our brothers and cousins in the river area, but major problem that is, that is confronting us today are the so-called Biafran Igbos. When you read about what our own people are, although some of them may answer Igbo name, we don't know where they come from, but if you read what people write on the internet, on Facebook, you create those with Igbo name. But sometimes, like you said, some of them are Hausa product anywhere or Hausa Yoruba product. So we keep on hammering that, educating, recoiling and rewiring our people's brains. Because a while ago, I think it was Martin Anusieme, a few months ago, was saying that we need a psychologist and then also a psychiatrist to cure our people's disease. So it's something that will take a gradual process. It's not going to be a swift, treatment. Slowly but surely, and which Radio Biafra and the crew are making. So we should not lose hope. We keep on, and doing the good job that we are doing. And on that note, my dear brother, I will stand by to, let other Biafrans to chime in into this serious discussion.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Uche Nnaji is indeed one of us. He's in Atlanta, our coordinator in Metro Atlanta, the way they put it here. This is Radio Biafra. Oforma is also with us. I have with me our continental rep for both the North and South of the Americas. Iranya is here. Also, our national Kenawanonenyi is also here. So also is Martin Chilobe, who is our coordinator in Austin, also here in Texas. We are live to the whole world. We are here to sensitize, to make aware, to educate, to bring to the awareness of, to bring to the knowledge of our people, the effort we are making to restore our country, trying to rebuild our shattered brain from years and years of, I don't know if it's called oppression or repression. Something happened to our brain. We stopped reasoning like human beings and turned into animals. We are trying to convert our people from animals once again to human beings, worthy to be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? You are reaching us via Skype. You have been waiting for a very long time, and we commend you for your patience. If you are listening, if you can hear me, please start by giving us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Good morning, Director. My name is David, calling from Halizal in Germany, from a boy instead.
David, are you the son of Zebedee? Who are you the son of?
Anyone, Director. Anyone you call me, I will answer.
Yes, I need to know your father's name, please. It's very important for us. The person that gave birth to you must acknowledge. Who is your father? What is your father's name?
Okay. David Otter.
David Otter, is it Otter Farm or for Basanjo? Which one is it? I need to understand. How do you spell your name? What is the meaning of your name?
O-T-A-H.
What is Otter? Because we have Otter Farm. Are you related to Basanjo?
No, never.
Okay.
Never, Director,
please,
never.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, once again, good morning. I thank you for all you've been doing. Thank you for educating our people. And thank you for, because sometimes I know you know that you are doing a great job, but sometimes you don't really know exactly how powerful and how great your work is going, you know. So I want to thank you because for some days now, I see that we'll be having some problem, which I saw it even before it started happening, but I could not get through to call to tell you what I see. So, but I thank God for, because I can see everything is now settled, and I thank Ucheme for, I thank Imam Mezu, Karamonde, and others. But I just want to let our people know that God is really with us in this joining. I want our people to arise. The day has come and the hour has come, and nobody can stop it. Because in the day of our tournament, a great things happen. But people, maybe some people don't really know what happened that day. But I was in a certain place when I was speaking to Chukwu Abiyama himself. And I behold the sun arising. As the sun was arising, I hear a great noise. And my eyes was open. I see the face of Biafran land covered with a great multitude of people, with different music, with a different style of dancing, with different singing, you know. I was so confused and say, what is going on? I hear a voice that said to me, this is a thanksgiving because the Lord have restored our land and our inheritance, and people was so happy. People, in fact, everywhere was full with people. So it was a great thing. That is when I hear a voice that said to me that people never really understand what is about to happen. He said to me that our soldiers shall be anointed. Even before, they were, like I always said to you, that he said that even in the front of the war front, we shall sing his praise. He said to me that some people are scared, some people are afraid, but I shall let my people know that even in that day, no man shall step into the war front without anointing. We shall anoint all men. because God wants to really show himself to the entire human race exactly who he is. He talked about that tournament. He said, people are complaining, why should we a tournament? Why should we? He said that a day shall come that from the four corners of the world shall people visit Biafra land for a tournament. It will not be only Biafrans. No, he said, my eyes was open. I see many, many people, different colors, place cannot contain people. I said, what is going on? The road everywhere will full with people. He said to me that people shall come from where the world end just to attend this tournament because it shall be a great day in the history of man. And I say, why? He said, because men shall see God even in that tournament. Many shall come from different nations just to see God, that their problem, shall be solved, because a great thing shall happen even in that day of atonement, as many nations shall be coming, buying ticket, buying flat. I see flat. I can't tell. It was amazing. So I want to let our people know that this joining is of God. And people that are talking about director, people don't really know who you are. I was saying, a message come to me, and I wanted to say it before the tournament, for those that think that they can stop what you're doing, they are in sin. He said, give me three examples. He said to me, number one, they should remember what happened to in the time of Moses, Aaron, the guy that, what is his name, in the time of Moses, when Moses was leading the people of Israel to the promised land, his name that was with Moses, working with him, Moses, Aaron, I think.
Aaron, yes. Aaron.
Exactly. That they should remember what happened to him when their mom or when they speak against Moses. I think God struck Aaron with leprosy. He said again that they should remember what happened to Saul when Saul was killing the children of God. He said to me that they should also remember what happened to Cain when he killed Abel. What happened to Cain is exactly what he said to me that it will happen to these people, because he said that there shall be curse among men. No two ways about it, no forgiveness. He said to me, only if they repent, will they be forgiven? He said, only repentance shall spare them, because their curse shall be like that of Cain, because there shall be curse with Mark, even to their last generation, to the fourth generation, to five generation, that people will not need to ask, who are these people that they say they curse in our land? They shall see them, they shall know them. And their children shall grow up and see that they are growing into a curse, that they was cursed to their father. And this curse shall remain upon them. Even as they are passing by, people shall see them, that these people are cursed among men. So they should repent, and they should not dare with the anointing one of God, because these people don't know who you are. They don't know that even from the day you was conceived, you was ordained for this purpose. And whosoever is daring you is daring God. Whosoever fighting against you is fighting against God, and I'm afraid of what will happen to them. Director, in many things I have to say to you, because but I know, remember, he said that our soldiers shall be anointed in that day before anything. Whosoever that shall step into the war front shall be ordained shall be ordained before stepping in there, because the Lord shall war. He said the dead shall arise, and that day humankind can never forget what is about to happen. This is the word I have to say to my people. Arise, for the day has come. Do not left aside, director. Silver and gold have I not, but that which I have, I give to my people. For this purpose, I was conceived. And when I leave for all that I was told, right from the day I was gave back to when he appeared to me in a thick smoke. I live for all to come into accomplishment, but when I die for all. But my people shall know that the day has come. No two ways about it. It doesn't matter who believe or who don't want to believe, because did God have ordained this? I say Biafra begin to exist right from 1999 in speed. That is where when the document, everything was signed. And as it was signing in that place, it was also signed in heaven. Biafra's name is written there. People shall know this, and no doubt about it. Whosoever want to doubt this word, whatever I say, let somebody mark it down, because I know how it is for those who have heard this message long ago, but they don't want to believe it. But after they begin to know what I have said, this is my word. I see a great rain after that tournament day. That rain was very great. A rain that rained, that the face of Biafra land was covered with a pure white water. And I stepped in to fetch a water in the well. All the water was very dark as a charcoal. And people are rushing, fetching water outside. And I was asking, what is going on? He said that our sin is forgiven. The land is cleansing. And all the water was very pure white. People are drinking from the water from outside instead of drinking water in the well, because down was dirty and the water outside was very, very clean, very pure white like gold. Director, I'm so excited. And I thank Ebere Chukwu and Ibogu with those that in Biafra land, because they've done great work. And the Lord have answered our prayer. And Biafra is here in our door. People are still doubting, but I'm sorry for them, because they are into shock. Thank you, Director. And may God keep on strengthening you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Lord said that as you are walking on the way, that his hand is open and you are walking upon his palms. Nobody can dare with anointing one of God. Those that are talking may keep on talking, but he's it's like pouring water in the stone.
Of course.
Director, you're blessed. And you keep on be blessed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you. You are very, very kind. If not for the mercy of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, we would not be here. This is what we are born to do. This is what we are going to do until Biafra comes, or we destroy every living organism in that very place. For Chukwu Abiama is my witness. If there is no Biafra, everything will die. I swear on my life, God is my witness, that they may know how serious we are. They think we are joking. This is 2014, going into 2015. Very soon they will know how serious we are. Aniga mamba abuonke woke. Very, very soon they will know. We say something and we do it. If you say something, can you do it? That is the problem. Our former was with us before, is no longer with us. We are coming to the end of the program. I thought we'd have been able to delve into far more topical issues that we have touched upon this very morning. We want our people to think. We want them to reflect on what they have heard. And we want them to continue to mull over what it means to be a Biafran, because it is a unique privilege. To be called a Biafran means you are a child of God. That is the meaning of the word Biafra. You are a child of God. That's the meaning of it. To be called a Biafran is an honor. Not everybody will be called a Biafran. To be called a Nigerian, oh my dear God in heaven. Have you tried presenting your passport before when you're traveling somewhere? Mistakenly drop a Nigerian passport on the floor, you see what will happen. It's a simple thing. Go anywhere and say, I am a Nigerian. You see the way they will treat you. You are lower than an animal. Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Is that correct? We have too many people calling. Let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, my director.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Okechukwu. Chukukere, he came Amonya Amigbo, from Amigbo in Wangele local government, Ibongidi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manchester, my director.
From Manchester, thank you very much. The caller from Pearl River in New York, remain on the line, don't disengage. My brother from Manchester, continue. The whole world is listening, including Obama. Go ahead.
Let me direct my greetings to my brothers and the sisters over there with you. Then it is our profound prayer that this liberation and also unmasking revolutionary efforts will one day be a thing of joy and happiness.
You see?
Director, you were talking about black people.
Yes, in this OG, black.
I want to say something about that because I know what color is all about. Black is not a color, white is not a color. But, you know, when we are being colonized, we are colonized as a black people. And they made everything to us black. Even the dustbin, the garbage thing, containers here, they made it black. And we remain being like that. So it's an unfortunate thing that we, the people who have gone deep, to know that the truth shall be unmasked, we still keep on, rooming about, searching for another thing. Our people, in particularly the Biafrans, let me say, and precisely the Igbos, one of our brothers said, they said that we love money. What is money? Whoever stays without money and keep living?
Impossible.
It's a thing of, material thing. But, the Biafrans are being created, particularly the Igbos, we are being created a special people. We are the children of the sun. If you like it or you don't like it, if you believe it, you don't believe it, I believe in it. Because when you will say the truth, you said when the black people will learn how to say the truth, we have already abandoned the truth. When did we abandon the truth? When we have forgotten the symbol of the Igbo man called what? He said, look at my hands. My hands are clean.
That is correct. That is
and
what
that
it means.
The symbol of anger.
You
that
are
is the
correct.
Symbol of anger.
You are correct.
Said, look at my hands. I don't think evil. I don't initiate evil. I don't pay evil for evil. And that is a black man. And when they abandoned it, the thing subsided and be falling on them. And that is the problem the evils are having today. So it's not a matter of money. It's a matter of living the truth, like you said. And that is what is the problem to black people. Because we've been colonized to become black. And black in the brain, black in the name. They call their names, and they don't know the meaning of their name.
So
somebody will call his name. I came to Germany. All my children, including the one I had with the white German, they are all answering Igbo names. Iken, Okechukwu, Ikelechi, Ikemba. Adamwaye Wugene, Noma Amaka. They can't get anything being British or being any white name. Because I have never seen a white person answering Igbo or African name.
No. Mine is Nnemeka, only one name. Nnemeka, that's all.
Yeah, when we are colonized with names and everything. They call me Dixon. I don't know the meaning of Dixon. I came to Germany, I found out that Dixon means big. Something is big. And the sun. Is that not stupidity?
My brother, you're making me laugh.
We are not to stop bragging about it. We are being colonized to the last point. That is, as an artist, whenever I look at the color, they say black. I say black is not a color. They made you, they colonized you to make you a garbage. They put the dustbin color to be black. And the worst thing that goes to black container here in the Western world is the black container that contains every rubbish. And that's what they give you.
This guy is
killing
me. Look,
tell to my director. Let me tell and let my brothers know it worldwide. I happen to have an exhibition like I told you. The painting I had wanted to hand over to you, the people organizing this exhibition said they want to buy it at a cost of £1,200. And now this painting was being exhibited in Manchester here. Do you know what happened? They removed this painting because I have given the information about Biafra. The evil I have seen under the world, and is the title Biafra War between Nigerian and Biafra. They removed it in the gallery.
Are you serious?
In the Portland Museum in Ashen here in Manchester. They removed it and removed the Africa crying in tears and sorrow. They removed it. They removed everything that is being painted about the black slavery. They removed everything about my paintings. I was mad. Then I told the organizers, I said, I am pissed off. I cannot come to give the lecture on the Black History Day, that particular on the 18th of this, before you are coming to Manchester to meet us. I said, I'm not coming again. I'm fed up. I'm weakened. He said, no, but you have signed the contract. I'm going to give them a lecture about Ahijoko. Give them lecture about marriage and the Kola Nut. Ojibo. So how can I be freely to say something on this occasion when the main purpose of my existence is being removed? Can't you see that?
My brother, hold on. Stay on where you are. People here are listening attentively. So are people all over the world. He's a painter. Did you hear what he said? Mm-hmm. And he has his work being displayed in a gallery because of the reference to Biafra. They don't want to display it anymore. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I want to... Do you know about any Hausa person who is a painter? No. Any Hausa person who is a writer? You know, this is something... I don't even know of any Yoruba person who is a painter. This is something that I find astonishing. My dear brother... Your work, I will see in Manchester. We will publicize it. We will hang it in our portrait gallery, in our museum, once our country comes. Our culture will be high quality, high class. We will have theaters. We will have libraries. We will have proper art galleries. Our people don't appreciate what it means for art. I don't understand where our brains have disappeared to. You remind me of Reginald Akuchie, who I believe is a greater painter than Michelangelo himself. Reginald Akuchie, I have not seen your work, so I cannot critique it right now. The work I have seen Reginald Akuchie do is better than I have been to the Sistine Chapel in Rome. I have been there. Go ahead.
You are going to see this painting because this painting has been in existence in Germany since 1999. And wherever I paint, I said I don't want to sell it. I don't. Since 1999, when I started the struggling with, when we started the move of Biafra in Cologne, I used to go to meeting from Ulm to Cologne with some of my friends, Okechukwu Ojinaka and Kevin Ohanwe. Then I told them this painting will keep remaining without nobody buying it. People wanted to buy it because this is a painting that when children see it, they start crying. They call their mom and their dad in Germany. So look at this painting. It's a very painful story. This story is too much for them to bear. And now I came down to Manchester in United Kingdom. This painting has been removed in my exhibition. Is that not a painful thing to me?
It's very, very painful. We are going to display it. We'll give it pride of place in Biafra land. I will be willing, honored, and humbled to be acquainted with this very painting of yours. I do appreciate Hayat myself.
My promise is to you is that I'm the best I yet to come. I will paint the one that will even make them best. Because I am happy that the Asian people now are colonizing them. They are colonizing them by dressing. They are colonizing them not obeying the laws of the land. They are colonizing them by buying their churches and turning it to their Muslim mosque. It's a colonization. So when the times shall come when our works will colonize them. Don't worry. We have children here. We have multiplied. Because they don't understand. They made us crazy. They made us to desert throughout the whole world. We don't know our left. We don't know our right. They made us to forget our culture. When you talk, somebody tell you, well, this is your culture thing. I say, my culture thing? Yes, okay. I will tell you what is my culture thing. That the God of our forefathers, Chukwuabiama, made us to fight the war without arms. We were not armed and we went to war. We went to an extent. Despite that the God is not with us, we shouldn't have gone to that extent. But because he is known that we have nothing to support our efforts, that is why we lost the war. It's because of Chukwuabiama. Don't you know that the war could have been a thing of history if we have arms? So what I'm saying is this. Please, nobody can turn my face outside what this journey is all about. Yesterday we had a Igbo meeting. One of our brothers with our director, Odile Moluku, we came there to share our cards that you are coming in the same hall where we are going to receive you, where we are going to make the broadcast. Then some of them bounced on this guy. This is my brother, okay, is his name. They bounced on him because he's the first of coming to the meeting. But before we went, I started telling him, you know, it's two different things. This is Igbo Forum and this is Biafra. Because Biafra comprises with so many other ethnic groups. So it's not a thing of Biafra here. But we always try to make them to emphasize the point whereby they will listen to us gradually. So as this guy was introducing himself and mentioned about Biafra, everybody descended on him. I called him, sit down. He said, don't rush it. Time shall come when they will know it. If you rush it, so, you know, because they've never seen you here, as you come into this meeting, I know how I manipulate, I know how I put in my voice about Biafra. Whenever I come, I share my card. I give them the those who will learn, will learn. The day we had our demonstration on the 30th, many of them there came. They came, they wore the t-shirt, even the vermouth. They didn't come back again. They disappeared. Then I went to one of them. I said, look, you came the day we had the demonstration. You put on the t-shirt, and since then you have never appeared. Is that not a shameful thing to you? Oh, you wanted to see your you come out on the TV or the television or whatever. Is that not a shameful thing? And he didn't pay even for the t-shirt. And where is the t-shirt? So the thing is that our people don't know what we are doing. It's two different things. Igbo Forum is quite different, and the Biafra thing is quite different. So we cannot associate the two together now. But the time shall come when the Igbos will realize what they are doing to themselves. I told them yesterday, I said that we are not fighting this thing for ourselves now. We are getting weak. We are doing this because our children, if not, the outer planning will use them for perpetuity.
Of course, no.
But they don't know that.
No, they don't know.
We are suffering it little by little. Until when the Korosha people and his group, now they are turning our ages to become Muslim. It's very easy for them to turn you to be a Muslim.
Of course, that is what they are doing. They will have a conference of Islamic Biafrans very soon. A conference of Islamic Biafrans because of money. Agua, wretched people.
You know, I don't care if Onyona Debrembo. This is what our brother is doing. I don't care. Because of Debrembo.
They will. And very soon that is going to happen, my dear brother. Thank you very much. I'm humble.
Director, I'm greeting you. I'm thanking you so much. With all best wishes for peace profound. And that is our language of Ikenga.
Yes.
It's profound.
That is correct. Udogachi. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Before we close, I have one of our people on the line. They are waiting. Others are calling. But we must come to a close. The caller on the line, you've been waiting. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You've been waiting for a very long time.
Is it me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name for our audience around the world, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
This is Vicky Ezenwanyi Rondo, calling from upstate New York. And I come from Ugualand, not far from Abba, actually. Good morning to the leaders there with you, and good morning to Biafrans worldwide.
Good morning.
Director, quickly, I want to talk about two things.
Yes.
One is about our people and how they believe every kind of crazy promise. But you know that our people have been impoverished for a long time. They've been made poor, wretched. They have suffered so much because while that, for example, in the West are enjoying free education, those in the East are laboring to pay the tuition of their children.
That is correct, yes.
So because of that suffering, their minds have been conditioned to dance to the tune of anybody who comes with a promise. And you know that the promises these politicians make don't just come alone. The promises come with bags of money or bags of rice. And because of poverty, wretchedness, they accept the gifts, even if inside them they don't believe the promises to be something that can be fulfilled. That's one. And about the rubbish that we find on the internet, Uche from Houston was asking how come, maybe he's not the one, maybe Mr. Martin, saying how come, you know, we find people supporting governors like the so-called Theodore Orji.
Yes.
But I heard reliably, and in fact, BBC had a documentary on this, that the politicians in that zoo hire workers, graduates actually. In fact, there's a graduate in chemistry who's also hired. They give them laptops, and they come to work every day in an office, and all they do the whole day is go through the internet and see whatever is negative being said about whoever they are working for.
Wow.
And to counteract all those negative statements. Now, they have all kinds of usernames on the internet. Somebody can have up to 20 names.
Wow.
And they keep praising the politicians. And then anything negative, they counteract it. And so sometimes you say, why is somebody saying this? Because obviously, you know, it's clear to everyone that it's not true, but they just keep praising them because they're on the payroll to do such things. So when we read things, let's not be upset about the things we read on the internet. They are hired full-time, graduate, no job outside, but they do this.
My goodness me. So to be trawling through the internet, to be writing rebuttals about the truth.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness me.
And one person can have up to 20, 30, 50 names, 100 names, because they are there full-time working with their laptop in the office. There's nothing else to do than to just see whatever bad is said, they counteract it, and then they praise somebody like Theodore Dodge or whoever it is. And then you can be dying and saying, why is somebody praising this person? But that's the reason they are paid to do
it. My goodness. This OG. Yes. Black people. Black. Black. No wonder they are called black people. Thank you very much, my dear sister.
You're welcome, Director. God bless you.
And God bless you as well. I have learned so much this morning from our people. It's unbelievable. My dear sister, thank you very much. She's in New York. Upstate New York. That means she's high class. Is that correct? Upstate. Upstate. Which means high class, high quality area in New York. And we'll be there tomorrow to preach this very wonderful gospel before an audience of Biafrans and the whole world. I thank each and every one of you who listen to us this very morning. We are unstoppable. We are irrepressible, indefatigable. The truth must be spoken today. It's been brought to the fore that what these criminals do, while they are giving other people laptops, some other people are giving them chicken change to try to counter what we are doing. These are professional beggars. They are professional beggars. They answer to Biafrans when that is not the case. They are armed with their laptops and useless fake names all over the place, propagating falsehoods. I don't know why men will do, I don't know. Anyway, they are black people. They will remain very, very black. If for them to come from darkness into the light, they have to be converted. They have to repent. They have to atone for their sins to become Biafrans, because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We represent the light. The light. That is what we represent. That is what we will continue to represent, because Biafra is coming. We have come to the end of the program, but before I go, they'll have things to say here, and we are here with them. Because this doesn't happen very often. There's something called akumbe when we are very, very small. I don't know if you know what akumbe is. Akumbe we used to eat. Some can eat it raw, some can fry it and eat it. Do you know what akumbe is? They have been in America too long. They don't know what akumbe is here. It's unbelievable. It flies. Is that the name? Akumbe. You don't know what that's akumbe? It comes out. Yes, it's termite. It's termite that wants to emigrate, the nuptial flight of termites. It's not the biggest, they said, is one of the greatest sources of protein that mankind ever knows. Of course, I know that eruru is far more proteinous, but my wife disagrees. She said it is not eruru, that akumbe is more proteinous. But we shall discuss that. I'm not a biologist myself. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Here, some know what akumbe is, so others don't. But I chased it on my way back from primary school as a child. We put a bowl of water outside and they fall in. After we have gathered many, we go and fry it and eat. Wonderful business it was in those days. Please go ahead.
Thank you.
It's off, please. It's off. Leave it on. Always leave it on. Go ahead.
Thank you, dear friends. Thank you very much. This is Iken Nawanenyi from Los Angeles, the U.S. National Coordinator, and from Obahaya Zajin Oru. Biafra land. I want to use this opportunity to thank all Biafrans and also to request if there's any person who is in U.S. Who wants to contact his zonal coordinator, who wants to know who is his zonal coordinator, who wants to start an assembly, should give me a call. My name again is Iken Nawanene. Telephone number is 323-717-4222. If you have any questions, if you don't know your zonal coordinator, if you want to start any assembly, you know, give me a call. You have free to start any assembly. Just call me. We'll give you some guidelines. And also all the zonal coordinators who haven't paid their Biafran Restoration Fund and who haven't paid the Restoration Fund for their spouse, please, we need them as soon as you can. Thank you very much. I'll stand by.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you once again, my fellow Biafrans. This is Martin Chilobe from NEWI, the Austin Coordinator. I just want to say thank you very much for those of you that have stayed up and went through the program with us. I really appreciate it. And those that called in, it's been a pleasure. Before I leave, because I'm just going to make this brief, I would only ask you to please, understand our history and come to realization that Nigeria is not something that can work. Okay, because we're not just interested in let's get Biafra, you know, for the sake of getting Biafra. No, it's because that we've looked at Nigeria, we've analyzed, we've looked at other countries as well. Look at Europe, for example. You have to wonder why is it that in Europe, almost every tribe is an independent country. Okay, and even those that have tiny, you know, little other cultures, because they all the same culture, but other languages, their constitution is different, and they are the same people. They have common goals. They have common culture. They are really the same. If Nigeria would work, then Scotland wouldn't have had an election the other day. If Nigeria would work, Quebec from Canada wouldn't be, agitating to separate from Canada. Even though they are the same people, the same white people, the only difference is just language, the same culture, mind you. So Nigeria is not something that will work. And as we wonder why is it that Africa is so backward, look at the roots. It's because you don't have a single nation in Africa. All you have are countries bundled together, and all it's done is simply create enmity among people, among tribes, instead of us
nationalities or
ethnic strife. And that was British intention for doing that, actually. Okay, if Nigeria would have worked, if Nigeria would work, India and Pakistan would be the same today. But that's not going to happen. Okay, if Nigeria would work, you would have U.S. Acquiescing to have certain. Simply tell anyone if you want a Sharia that you can have it, but of course we know that's never going to happen, because once you introduce such a troubling change, once you go to that extreme, the next thing is to come down. You've reached your plateau, and then you start coming down. So it's not just Nigeria. The Africa needs to look at itself, needs to take a second look at itself. But Biafra has to be free. We must be willing to fight, do whatever it takes. We cannot continue to remain in other places where they have fought to free themselves and enjoy. You simply stay there. You wallow in ignorance. You don't want to do anything. The places you are living in, people died, sometimes in the millions, in order to make it what it is. And you are there doing dishes and all everything. Some of us in places where we really don't have a good future. We can't guarantee a good future for our children. It's in certain places where the people that are being paid to protect our kids will shoot them without any, shoot them first and ask questions later. And no consequences whatsoever. If that's the future that you are planning for your children, I'm so sorry. You are less a man than I am. Good morning, dear friends.
Thank you very much, an engineer. We shall defer to him for the very final comment before we draw the curtains this very morning. It's been quite informative, I must say. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and thank you, the National Coordinator, Mazike Nawon Naneyi, and the Austin Coordinator, our able coordinator in the person of Martin Anene Chilobe. I thank you all for making this broadcast possible. And I thank Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom for staying with us throughout this AM broadcast of the 13th of October 2014. Director, I would like to appreciate the following persons. Number one, I would like to appreciate Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo. I'd like to appreciate Precious Osuji. I'd like to appreciate Mrs. Anne Wanoneyi. I'd like to appreciate Mrs. Grace Ebujo. I'd like to appreciate Adeze Wanoneyi. I'd like to appreciate Mrs. Cora Chilobe. I'd like to appreciate Nkem Denchuku, the best Nollywood producer we have on this planet Earth. Nkem Denchuku, you are well appreciated. I'd like to appreciate the wife of that erudite professor, Mrs. Monica Odenibo, the wife of Professor Innocent Odenibo.
The very great man himself, yes.
I'd like to appreciate Mrs. Maram Ugochukwu. I'd like to appreciate my wife, Lady Margaret Iruanya. Director, if you notice, I'd also like to appreciate Eunice Mason, who is a Biafran to the core. I'd also like to appreciate Mrs. Obienu, the wife of our own brother Obidi Obienu, the man with the golden voice. Director, if you notice, these are all women that I'm appreciating. And there is a common trend. There is something very, very common among these women. They are very humble women of Biafra. I mean, they display the finest behavior that you can find in Biafran women. These are women who know what it takes to be Biafran women, who knows what it means to be a Biafran woman. They are humble, they are respectful, they treat men with respect, they appreciate that the man is the head of the house in Biafra land. You know, I also like to appreciate Mrs. Faith Nkwanta, of course, a very formidable Biafran. Faith in Quanta, I appreciate you. These are women who, no matter the circumstance, they don't allow praises or pride to get into their head. They are humble, very, very humble, very, very humble and focused. I appreciate the women of Biafra in the United States. They are examples. Women from other parts of the world should look up to them as examples because they are very humble women. I appreciate them all. I thank them. And Biafra, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, I thank you, and you will be hearing from us, I mean from the director from the northeast part of the United States. I appreciate you all, and I will leave you with this. Remember that Biafra is our goal. And remember, we have antecedent. We have history behind us. Everything that we have promised, we have delivered everything. And what we say we are going to do, we're going to do it. I give you this assurance that in the next couple of weeks, those who have been agitating, those who have been asking, when are we going to be broadcasting in Biafra land? When are we going to be on FM? You'll be in for a pleasant surprise, a very pleasant surprise. I am saying this because I am in the know, and I know that it's going to happen. Very, very soon. Thank you, Biafrans, friends of Biafran, lovers of freedom. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you all, and may Chukwu Abiyama bless Biafra. Thank you, Director.
He say, well spoken. The broadcast last night and this morning has been very, very effervescent, very, very lively, very, very informative, because here we take a black brain and we wash it clean. Sapo more joining an anime, we clean it up so that you can reason like a human being. because you've been reasoning like animals. That is why we are scattered all over the world. That is why we do all sorts of menial jobs. That is why we are so poor. That is why we see ourselves wallowing in abject, unimaginable poverty. That is why there is no light, no good schools. I can't even go to a place, to an art gallery, to go and see the works of art by gifted Biafrans. I'm not allowed to develop. I cannot add to the knowledge bank of my people. I cannot do anything that any sensible human being is allowed to do, because I am or was forced to be part of an entity that is so abhorrent that even the name conjures up all manner of ill images of deprivation, of corruption, of the habitation of Satan himself. That place is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. I despise Nigeria, heaven knows. I hate the place and every Nigerian. Any idiot that answers to a Nigerian is lower than a vermin. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth here. If you don't like it, go and hang yourself. We don't give a damn. Because the truth must be spoken, because Ezekubondo. Truth is life itself. Without the truth, you are nobody. Without Ezekubu, you are nothing. And as long as we speak it, Chukwu Abiama will continue to be our God. And as long as Chukwu Abiama is our God, Biafra must remain our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we continue to worship, because only Chukwu Abiama can be God and not man. He will bless, guide, sustain, nurture, keep each and every one of you safe and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama, Ekekere Eligwe Nowa, will definitely bless Biafra. But wherever you are and whatever it is that you do, do not forget to join us again, 7 p.m. Biafra Land Time, 1 p.m. here in Houston, Texas. I don't know what time it will be in Washington or what time it will be in New York. 2 o'clock, is that correct? That is when we are live on air. We are ceaseless. We are unstoppable. This is Radio Biafra, and Chukwu Abiama is the one and the only name that we praise. Thank you very much, and a very, very early good morning from this part of the world. Thank you and goodbye.
Oh, hail Biafra.